Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Thanks so much for joining me today. Today's one of those impulsive, last-minute, totally unplanned episodes when I felt called to come up and plug in my microphone in my walk-in closet. I think what I really want to say today and what came through me during my workout is that I don't want you to believe me. I truly don't want you to believe me. What I teach, what I offer, what I share is what I am coming to experience in my own life, what I've discovered through my own practices, what I have come upon, stumbled upon, unblocked and uncovered in my own life. And so I share what I've experienced, but what I really want to say to you is don't believe me. Go find out for yourself. All I'm offering is some options that have worked for me. I don't want to be up here on a pulpit, you know, giving you advice and telling you what to do. I truly just want to inspire you to check it out for yourself. Because we're all equal. We all have that equal opportunity to experience oneness, to experience glory, to experience the incredible lightness of being alive, of being deeply engaged in creativity, and being deeply connected with other people, and being very, very still and expansive in our stillness. We all have that opportunity. And so I share my own experience. But I don't have the answers for you. I do have some things that have worked for me and for other students, other teachers. But I encourage you to find out for yourself. And you start doing that by just noticing your life, noticing your state, noticing your environment. Noticing what's working, what's not working. I think everything that I talk about in these podcasts are really about that. Noticing. Where am I right now? Am I in sync or out of sync? If I'm out of sync, if I'm feeling out of alignment, what needs to shift? What can I do? It may be small, it may be big. It may be really simple, it may be super bold. In this moment, do you feel aligned? Do you feel in sync? Do you feel good? So basically, if you feel good, you're in alignment. If you don't feel good, something's not right. And if something's not right, you don't have to live with it. But look at it. Instead, look at it. Get underneath the busyness, the chatter, the opinions of others, and look at it for yourself. And this really is what it means to be empowered. Empowered. Ignited. Right? Having the force within you, through you, moving you to look at what's working and what's not working. Go back to some of my older episodes on that. There's tons of them on being in sync, on looking at what's not working, on getting to know your hell yes. But simply for today, the simplest things we can do is just to check in with ourselves every hour, if not more. Every hour. If not more. Where am I? Whoa, where am I? In the car, at work, during a conversation, where am I? Am I here? How do I feel? What do I need to shift to feel better, to feel more alive, to feel present, to be here now? What do I need to do? And you ask yourself, you don't have to tell yourself, you don't have to use any tricks, but ask yourself, what do I need to do right now? So this is how you become your own guru. This is how you become your own teacher. Last night I had dinner with two of my meditation teachers, Scott and Nancy McBride and my husband. I've been studying with them for, 12, 13 years. And we were talking about gurus and how they were saying how gurus are so misrepresented in our culture. I mean, a guru is somebody, they said, that could see your mind, could truly see right through you and know what you're thinking. Well, there aren't a ton of those people around. Yet we place this guru status on so many. In Hollywood, in the yoga community, in the meditation community, and in churches and temples. You know, we revere gurus all the time when we truly are our own guru. We are the ones that can become familiar with our mind. We are the ones that can check in with ourselves and in a split second know what we're thinking. In a split second know what's not working. So there it is. Don't believe me. You know, don't believe everything you read or hear. Check it out for yourself. Be an experimenter of your own life. One of the reasons why I love Tim Ferriss, I listen to his podcast a lot, and a lot of the people that he interviews, is that Tim is an experimenter. His whole life is an experiment. And I like to think that my life is that way as well, although I'm not quite as bold yet. But be an experimenter. Why not? What do you have to lose but some old, stodgy patterns and habits or people in your life, honestly? So don't believe me. Don't believe others. Notice your state of being in every moment. That ripple effect I talked about in the last episode. That ripple effect, because in every moment, you're creating the next moment and the next and the next and the next. So getting to know yourself right here, right now, is how we really create this masterpiece of a life that we've been given. Believe yourself. Believe in your own state. Check yourself out from every freaking angle possible. Check in with me. Let me know. Ask questions. Questions are awesome because questions help us to shift out of our habitual patterns and to see life from a different perspective or someone from somebody else's perspective. So ask questions. Live fully. Be curious about your life. Notice your state moment to moment. And then go see what happens. Go report back. And have a fantastically experimental, exploratory, and abundant day. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.